Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 23 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, and I'm joined by the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Sharla Schmidt, with me this morning. Good morning, Sharla.
Good morning.
Hold that mic up a little bit closer. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. It's a little chillier this morning than it was yesterday.
When I got here this morning, it was in the 60s.
Oh, wow.
And the temperatures have dropped now. We're in the 40s. So the wind shifted around to the north, and the temperature went down.
I know.
So
everybody had probably had their air conditioning on yesterday.
I think so. You had a couple of meetings this morning.
Yep.
Let's start first, Sharla, with the Board of Supervisors meeting.
Okay.
Can we do that?
We can do that.
That was at 9 o'clock. All the supervisors present at the meeting?
No, Mark Peterson was absent today.
All the routine preliminary items approved as presented?
All approved. The agenda, we had a correction under Secondary Roads 8A.
Okay.
It said approve the Mills Montgomery County 28E agreement, but it was actually a line maintenance agreement. It was not a 28E agreement.
Okay.
So we had a motion to... For corrected, the agenda was approved as corrected.
Okay. All right. Then that was approved.
Mm-hmm.
Audience comments.
I did not have any audience comments today.
Okay. Weekly committee assignment updates.
Alex Burton had a SWPCO meeting. Bryant Amos, he just followed up on the Conservation Board meeting. And I had a Montgomery County Memorial Hospital Board meeting.
Okay.
And Mike didn't have anything.
All right. Then we get into the secondary roads, which you just talked about.
Right.
A county line maintenance agreement, is that correct?
Between Mills and Montgomery
Sure.
County. And this is a yearly thing, but the reason we had to approve it is there's evidently a dirt road there that Mills couldn't get around to maintain. So now Montgomery's going to maintain it. So there
Okay.
was just a slight change in the agreement. So
Okay.
That's why we did that. So.
Approved unanimously?
Yes.
Anything else from secondary roads?
Nothing. Mm-mm.
Okay. No new business.
No new business.
Agenda items for the next meeting.
Next meeting, we're going to have monthly reports. That's all we have right now.
Okay.
And under announcements, the elevator. Okay, so they're working on some wiring for if you are in the elevator and you need to call for help.
Yeah.
They're working on that wiring before they can have the state come down and. Look it over and approve
Sure.
it. So
okay.
So that might be another week or two. So sorry, everybody. We're doing that. We're doing good, but we want it to be really safe for you.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I don't want anybody caught in the elevator, especially me.
We were so close, Charlotte.
Yes, we were. We were. So
all right. Then anything else from the regular meeting?
No, that's all we had today for that.
Okay.
Oh wait, did you want to hear a little bit about? I didn't even give you the secondary roads update.
Yeah.
Just so they're cold patching highway, spotting rock in Morton Mills area, worked on permanent road closure barricades, the low water crossing on 210th Street. The contractor, Nelson Rock from Onawa, Iowa, removed the bridge, and they plan on starting to drive sheet piling today. Q and L Avenue Railroad bridges, Coron, thank
yeah.
you. We'll start mobilizing equipment to Q Avenue Railroad Bridge on Monday, April 6th. They will start on L Avenue Railroad Bridge April 20th, weather permitting. The landowners and schools have been contacted regarding the closures. In addition, the Erickson Wildlife Area adjacent to the Q Avenue Railroad Bridge will be closed to the public starting April 6th until the project is complete.
Okay.
So those are all the little main
okay.
things for... Which is important to everybody.
It's good to get those things going. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then after the regular meeting, there was a conference board meeting.
Yes, and it was in the paper. This was it had to be in the paper. This was a public hearing on mm-hmm. the 2026-2027 proposed budget for the assessor. So
you had a quorum.
We had a quorum. Yes.
The agenda was approved.
The
public hearing on the 2026-2027 proposed budget. Anything on that public hearing?
I didn't have any comments from online in the boardroom or written. No comments on
okay.
that.
Okay. Approve assessor's salary.
Okay. So you want me to go ahead
yeah.
and okay.
Yeah.
So this year the supervisors approved for employees a 3.75% increase. and that's what her salary will be based on. So her salary will be $86,052, plus she has an employment package of $4,000 retention and a $2,000 car allowance.
Okay.
And that's because she does use her personal vehicle to go to sites.
All right.
So she doesn't. She does not have a company car.
Approved unanimously?
Approved unanimously.
Deputy salary?
This year will be $73,145.
Okay.
Approved unanimously.
And then mileage?
Mileage, we approved the IRS rate this year at 72.5 cents per mile, and we had to approve that for her budget too.
Okay.
And it was approved unanimously.
And then designate reappraisal funds and allow payment from funds.
Okay. So basically, she wanted to designate $50,000 to the reserve designated fund. And that's like a savings account.
Okay.
So that next year, when they come in and they have to do, you know, go through and, you know, on commercial property and evaluate and stuff, they have money so that we can pay, she can pay for it.
Okay.
And so that's really a good thing. And then also the reappraisal project and allow, there's a reappraisal, the reappraisal project that's kind of ongoing and allow payment. And this will be for next year, the 26-27 year, $108,308. And it will just be paid as billed on the reappraisal project.
Okay.
So,
all right.
And those were approved unanimously.
The adopt fiscal year 26-27 budget.
It was approved unanimously.
Then appointment of a board member, review member.
Right. It's a board of review member. We had one that went off. Their term was up, let's say. So anyway, at a regular conference board meeting a month ago, she had three people that she had given their names, and so the board of review member that we approved today is John Baker from Villisca.
Okay,
and his term will begin July 1, and it will end on December 31st, 2031. Maybe not July 1. Don't take that. Anyway, his term begins now. So.
Okay. Okay. Anything else from that meeting? So a couple meetings this morning.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That was enough for that meeting.
There you go. Very good. Charlotte Schmidt with me, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, and your chair of the conference board as well, right?
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Chair of the Board of Supervisors is a chair of the conference
you
board,
bet.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to visit with you. Make it a great day.
You too.
Charlotte Schmidt with me again, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors.